Well, speaking of dirty peas, let's talk about, let's get Fahey on how to make a fifi while you're in jail.
You just roll up a bunch of paper towels and put it into a sleeve that holds a newspaper.
That really happened?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought it was like you got like a towel and you rolled like a rubber glove inside of it. And then you pull the rubber glove over the rolled towel. Right. I guess, you know, everyone has their own method.
All I know is that whenever they were redoing
sticking the mattress,
they were redoing the girls' dorm next door to our little jail area.
D block?
Yeah, they were redoing the shower area. CB4. And they found a bunch of porno and then basically a bunch of rolled up paper towels stuffed inside of a newspaper sleeve that evidently the girls were going to town with.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's one of the cool stories that happened. While
wait, that's what girls were using?
Yeah.
I'm talking about what? Okay, I was talking about the guy fifi.
Oh no, that I don't.
That's where you roll up a
you put
a
like
towel.
Mashed potatoes into a into Jesus. A what do they call it? A latex glove, and then put it in the microwave.
Microwave.
Or you heat up a banana peel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all have microwaves in jail?
In certain jails, they do have microwaves. In Denton
really,
County,
for the inmates?
In Denton County, they do.
Are you heathens?
In Nacogdoches, they do not, which I guess turns out to be a smart idea.
So let's reset.
Because you've been to two jails.
I've never been
I've
to
been
jail
to more
somehow.
Than two jails.
Yeah, I'm too big to fail. Never been to jail. Justin, you don't look like prison meat, really.
You don't know S about me, Doug.
Yeah, you don't look like prison meat. Besides that chain. Chris... He's too soft. I'm sorry. He's too sweet of a boy.
Everyone thought Gus Fring was a sweet guy, too.
Yeah, true.
So
true.
Chris is actually the leader of the Latin Kings.
I would love that so
he
much.
He runs MS-13.
I would love that so much. do you watch House of Cards by chance?
Yeah.
Do you watch the new one yet?
No.
Okay.
There's is
some
it
shocking.
Out?
Yeah, there's some yeah. shocking jail stuff.
Is the third season, because the second season was so terrible, like...
Are we on the fourth season?
Yeah.
Fourth or fifth?
Third one's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Better than second.
Watch some of the new one tonight, and there's some shocking jail stuff that happens. So we've never been to jail, but Fahey, most things that I say will never happen to me or I've never done, I assume John Fahey's done them. So where did you go to jail, and what was the causation?
And again, man. We stress it's not prison.
It's not prison.
Jail. County jail.
It's not federal. Prison.
Well, I mean, the first time I got arrested, I was, like, climbing a water tower in Flower Mound.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
And they don't like you to do that, so then they put you...
What, were you thirsty?
Yeah, so the first jail that I ever went to was the Flower Mound City Jail, which was
probably pretty
terrible
nice.
Experience. Yeah, it was pretty nice comparatively.
Nice
but,
one.
You were fresh meat.
Yeah. I mean, I was literally the only person in there, so...
So, I mean, were you drunk? Were you messed up?
No, we were just bored, and, like, it was spring break, and we were waiting for a buddy of mine to get off work so we could drive down to South Padre.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of my friends were just sitting over at my buddy's house, like, waiting for this dude to get off. And, you know, we'd climbed this water tower several times in the middle of the night, which...
Mm-hmm.
is a better idea than doing it in the middle of the day, which we decided to do at this point.
No, that's a bad idea,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
So are you all the way at the top, or are you halfway up and 5-0 rolls up on
no,
you?
No, we were leaving. Like, we were on top of it for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. It was, like, one that they had just built but not hooked up yet. So,
okay.
like, we, like, opened up the hatch and, like, crawled down inside of it. Because it's, like, not one of the tall ones
mm-hmm.
with the big round ball. It's, like, one of the ones that's attached to the ground.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like a mini Astrodome-ish looking structure.
I got you.
So we opened up the hatch. We went down inside of it. We messed around on that thing for, like, 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
did some parkour.
Yeah. And then the 5-0 showed up. And I was the only one.
Did everybody else run?
Yeah. Everybody else got
oh,
away.
Oh, they left you hanging?
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Those are not true friends.
They really aren't. So they, whatever they do roll up, you're not thinking you're going to jail. You're like, all right, here's a pretty sweet citation I'm going to be paying
right.
off for the next 6 months.
And I was 17, and then next thing you know, I'm sitting in jail, and I had to sit there overnight. And my friends, the freaking a-holes, left for South Padre without me because
man left behind.
Yeah. And so anyway, basically any time I've ever been to like county jail was because like for instance for that when I first I took probation for climbing the water tower thing.
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out, me and probation don't do so well together.
Not a friend of mine.
You're like, yeah. What's his name? Josh Brent, just still drinking.
Keeping it real?
Yeah. Smoking.
Yeah, yeah. Just not really giving an F about your probation rules right. or anything, or paying fines or doing community service. So invariably, they send you back to jail, which is why I've been so many times, is because then, like, when you violate your probation, then they arrest you again, and then they, you know, that's
what do they do? Like, throw you back in for, like, a weekend? They're like, learn your lesson.
No, the first time they revoked my probation, they gave me a 120-day sentence for climbing the water tower.
4 months for probation for climbing a water tower.
They gave me a year probation, and then when my probation got violated, they sent me to jail for 120 days.
Was your probation officer cool?
No.
Did you have one?
Clearly not.
No.
No. What did you break your probation with?
Whenever I went to college, I stole a hard hat out of some dude's truck when I was drunk one night and got arrested.
God,
and
just
I was
the lamest offenses.
Yeah, really are. Like, do it
like
big.
I was like the Joseph Randall back then. Like, dude, I was getting arrested like if not twice a year, like, you know, every 8 months or so. It was ridiculous.
Hey, Lamont,
what
you in for? I stabbed a guy.
A lot
Rick, what about you? You know, robbed a bank.
Murder.
Hey, Fahey. You know.
Climbed a water
Stole a hard hat.
Stole a hard hat.
Yeah.
A cobalt hard hat.
Ridiculous.
It's absurd. So, okay, so you broke probation, so then they're really mad at you. You really messed up now.
Yeah.
120 days
in jail. The judge knows your name at this point.
Is it, you have to serve all of it, or is it act right and it's shorter?
Yeah, like, you can go in and, like, as long as you don't have, like, violent offenses or, like, trying to evade the police, you can become what they call a trustee.
Okay.
Which means that for every one day you spend in jail and do work for the jail, they give you 2 days credit. Or sometimes 3 days or 4 days, depending on what jail you go to.
It's a good little system.
So you can get out early. You know,
yard
I mean?
Work.
But then
did they give you 100 days one day, and you just got out real quick?
No.
Is there like a chart on the wall, and you get like a gold star?
Yeah,
yeah. It's something like that. But it's like they always have that power over you, where like, oh, we'll take away all your good time, and then you have to stay here in jail longer.
Oh no! They have all the leverage.
Yeah, they do, of course.
So how long did you actually do for that?
Just about 60 days.
Okay. Cut in half.
I had some fines. You know, if you don't pay your fines, they make you sit those out too.
All right.
Which
so,
can be a real pain in the A.
So now you're actually in jail for 60 days. County jail, right?
Mm-hmm. Denton County Jail.
Denton County Jail. What's the day-to-day like? Like you... What time do you eat? What time do they wake you up? What's jail food like?
You get breakfast right around 4:30 every morning.
Oh, God.
And then
throw up.
The 5:30
breakfast.
Ticker.
And then, like, I worked in the kitchen my first time in, and so
right. Saucier in San Antonio.
Yeah, breakfast came up right around 4:30, and then our call to go into the kitchen to start making lunch happened right around like 7:30 or 8-ish.
Dude,
so y'all making like prime rib with loaded mashed potatoes and
yeah, exactly. Like except for everything made out of soy. Like 100% of food that you eat in Denton County Jail is soy. Like it says on the box, it's like chicken fried steak flavored soy patties.
Gross!
Is that why everyone gets fat in prison in jail?
Oh, dude, yeah, I got super fat.
Did you?
Because like also
everyone just gets puffy.
Yeah, when you're a trustee, you get double portions of food. You know,
oh, wow.
So they don't. They gotta have some energy in you so that you can make it. Because, dude, if you had a single portion in jail, dude, it's rough. You'd be starving if you didn't have no commissary money.
So, okay, so you're a trustee, and you're working in the kitchen, and you have to fix 3 meals a day. What time do you have off?
We did 2 meals.
Two?
So,
okay.
Like, there was a breakfast crew that would work overnights. Like, mm-hmm. they would come in right as we got done cleaning up for dinner, and then they would start making stuff for breakfast. And then... and then we would come in, make lunch, clean up all the lunch trays and stuff, and then pop back out with dinner. And, you know, you serve about...
Hide a couple of the knives.
I want to say there's probably like 1,300, 1,400 meals that you have to serve.
Wow.
To the whole jail.
So what time, how much time of each day did you just have to do whatever you wanted or be in your cell alone or whatever?
You were in a cell, right? It was like a
big
area with just a bunch of beds. Like
is it?
Like a camp.
It was like basically a what's it called, like a portable building that you would see in school.
Okay,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
and
sure.
The front half of it was like the TV area where they had PlayStation 2, which wasn't bad. That
All
was
right.
pretty
you
awesome.
You had the same luxuries as the Mavs players.
Oh, dude, and yeah. like and basic cable, so mm-hmm. like you know you could get down on pretty much all sporting events. It was mm-hmm. pretty. It was,
catch up on Alan McNeil.
Play some Jet Moto.
Other than being in jail. It wasn't that bad of an experience, you know
really?
What I mean? It's just like...
Like, if you could get messed up, it'd probably be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to talk about spreads.
About the spread?
Because this is a story that's just the grossest.
Okay.
They apparently they loved in jail. It's not what you think.
It's a...
I was
no.
hoping not.
It's a, it's a celebrated time. It's where... after everybody gets all their commissary, which is basically, you know, chips and ramen soups and
cigarettes,
beans and cigarettes and nachos and all that kind of stuff. Basically, what you do is everybody puts in like different items, like you put up like a ramen, and usually you get like four
Fruit
or five
by the foot.
You get four or five different flavored ramens,
uh-huh.
and then somebody would throw in like some refried beans. And then they throw in like salsa and nacho cheese.
This is like a pillowcase or something.
No. What happens is that they when they deliver your commissary,
and you hide all this in your butt.
It comes in a big plastic bag, right?
Right.
So then you take all the ramens, all the chips, everything that everybody wants to put in there, but pickles, like weird wheels off stuff, like pretzel bites and stuff like that.
Nacho.
You put it all in
combos.
There, you fill it up with hot water. And then you close it, and then you put it inside of a inside of like your jail uniform, which they call that the oven. It's like
okay.
your shirt, and then you just let it soak up, and then all the water basically soaks into the ramen and the chips and everything. And then you take this big plastic bag, and it kind of looks like what they do when they decorate a cake,
like a pastry bag.
Yeah, and you cut the corner off of it, and everybody comes with their bowls, and they just squeeze it out, and then you get some tortillas, and you put it in the tortilla. And it's amazing.
It's like ramen, Frito,
hot
Cheeto paste,
Takis yeah.
with like beans and nacho cheese and pickles,
poutine,
and just so much just gross.
It sounds
stuff.
Disgusting,
but
it sounds
dude,
terrible
compared to the.
It's just sodium paste.
Yeah,
I guess it's
yeah.
better than soy,
but it's delicious compared to the jail food. It's the best. It's
oh.
like
oh, wow.
I like tacos.
Everybody would always get down on it, you know. I mean, it's
yeah. Did you had to put in to get in?
Oh yeah, definitely. Or you know, you could. Some people would hook you up with some, I guess, if you didn't have anything. But
oh, we should do that on the show and see what it tastes like.
Dude,
yeah,
I've tried. No, I've tried to do it outside of jail,
it's
and
not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same experience.
No, yeah.
The thrill is gone?
No, because you can just go get McDonald's, and it's just as bad for you, and it's just about,
right.
you know.
So it literally comes out like a paste, right?
Yeah,
it's
depends
like liquefied?
On, yeah, it depends on, like, how much water you put in there, but most of the time it's more like a paste, like a ramen paste.
Color?
Soroy went to prison.
Oh.
Soroy went to jail in Mexico
oh,
whenever
wow.
he was down there one time, and he was talking mess to some guy, and the dude picked up the pee bucket and slung it at him, and Soroy ducked behind a pole, and it got on everybody else in the jail cell. And so what's the grossest thing that happened to you while in there?
Maybe not to you, but...
The grossest thing?
Yeah, grossest thing you had to do.
Did you ever see, like, one of those bombs, like he was saying, like, where they throw up and pee and poop and do front bottom?
No, but there was definitely like a couple of dudes who were in like the single cell stuff who would do some pretty messed up crap. Like they would take a dump on their tray whenever they got done with it, and then they would push
oh
it out.
Oh my gosh.
And it would fall to the floor. You
deal
know?
With that.
Yeah. And you got to clean it?
I didn't have to clean it. But, you know, the people who had to take care of the floors would have to clean it up. But, I mean,
oh,
I would
God.
Have to handle this tray that had the...
fecal matter.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty gross. But
oh
I mean, it
God.
Was my time was fairly timid. Like I say, it's not like I was doing hard time. I was in there with a bunch of dudes who were like busted for like DUI and were trying to get out early.
Tax
you
evasion.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. The jail life of John Fahey.
That payoff.
That was good. That was
on
good.
Water tower.
Yeah,
you go to jail.
We might talk about this more off air.
I feel like I don't know why, but I. Didn't you say you had to go sit out a ticket in jail or something, Chris? Or did I make that up? Why did I? Why am
me,
I thinking
no.
that? I had a friend call me once and
so
was like,
all,
"Hey, I had to sit. I had to go
alike,
sit out
huh?
a ticket in jail." And I thought it was Chris Tappy.
It's not a bad bit if you don't got anything. If you don't have a job, And you can't pay for your tickets. Just go to jail for like 2 days. It's not even that big of a deal.
Serve weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do a segment. I could use my call to add on you at 10:10.
Yeah. To open with us and then they'd get hung up on.
You and Eli?
Yeah. Well, awesome.